During the Cold War, Phoenix had a large military and defense presence, making the rapidly growing city a prime target for a Soviet nuclear attack. Well, now, more than 30 years after the fall of the Soviet Union, most of the historical relics of Maricopa County's Cold War past are quietly disappearing. KJZZ's Scott Bork has this report on Maricopa County's long-abandoned civil defense alert system.
He's duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Mid-century Americans lived in constant fear of a Soviet nuclear attack. They drilled for it regularly in their schools and communities.
Duck and cover.
In the early 1950s, Metro Phoenix was just a fraction of its current size, barely more than 100,000 residents. Despite its small size, it had several large defense contractors and two Air Force bases, which made it a juicy target for the Russians.
Remember, a flash of an atomic bomb can come at any time, no matter where you may be.
To prepare for possible annihilation, Phoenix and Maricopa County joined forces with Federal Civil Defense. Rob Rowley now directs the Maricopa County Department of Emergency Management, the agency's successor.
At some point after the creation of that organization, there was a Phoenix metro area-wide siren system that was installed.
If you were outside at noon on Saturdays between the early 1950s and the mid-1990s, you heard the steady wailing of the system being tested. The county installed about 40 of these sirens on schools, fire stations, and government buildings all around Phoenix.
We think that most of the time we will be warned before the bomb explodes.
The system fell silent sometime in the mid-1990s. The Soviet Union had collapsed, and Phoenix was growing way too fast for an outdoor warning system to keep up. On top of that, advancing technology just made for better ways to alert residents.
I would say that the single biggest improvement in modern technology for public alert and warning is the ability to target the warning to just the affected area.
Think of the emergency alerts on your phone.
We draw polygons on a map of an area we want the warning to go to, and then generally that warning will go to just that area.
The public can now get specific information and instructions in an emergency, not just a generic wailing sound that they might not hear.
Whereas the old legacy systems, such as sirens or the emergency alert system, there is no targeting of those systems. So a lot more people get the message that doesn't necessarily need to see or hear it.
Rowley says that nobody knows exactly when or why the system was disconnected. Records were lost when the agency moved offices. Some of the old air raid sirens sat rotting on their poles and rooftops for decades, while more advanced and easier maintained systems took their place.
And the cost of replacing it as the Phoenix metro area grew was probably a very large number. And it would be competing with other major capital projects at the time.
As of September, there was only one known relic of the system still standing, on a fire station in South Phoenix. The rest were taken down, scrapped, and auctioned off. One stands in Arkansas to warn of impending tornadoes. And another sits in the Mesa garage of 22-year-old Scott Nelson, who has a collection of several of these sirens from around the country.
Part of the siren community is ringing the new year. Some people bang pots and pans while we set off air raid sirens.
He's the proud owner of an early 1950s Federal Signal Corporation Thunderbolt siren taken off the roof of Metro Tech High School in Phoenix. When I met with him, he was tinkering with it in his driveway.
It brings people outside, and so what's that noise? Especially for Arizona, we don't have tornadoes, hurricanes, anything like that, tsunamis. It attracts a lot of attention, and I haven't had the cops called.
You might want to turn your radio volume down. I set my recorder up across the street, about 100 feet away, and don my heavy-duty hearing protection. He counts down. The 127 decibel sound is so powerful, it feels like you're getting kicked in the chest. What was once designed to get people to take shelter now draws them out of their houses to check out the commotion. And Nelson takes great pride in explaining his collector's
item. While this winds down, when you do your attack signal for nuclear threat.
Yeah.
The Cold War ended more than 30 years ago. And what was a part of everyday life during a scary time in the 20th century is now a 21st century collectible antique. Scott Bork, KJZZ News, Phoenix.